What's going on? Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales. We are your hosts,
Chris Moyers
and Dan Stickney. This is a new podcast where we crack open a beer or two and share our listeners' tales and experiences of the supernatural, paranormal, and just plain weird. Plus, we'll feature local folklore, interviews, and our own stories and adventures. So sit back, pour yourself a drink, and dive into the strange with us.
Okay, welcome back to episode 3 of Ales and Strange Tales. We do have a correction to make from the last episode.
Get that out of the way.
Yeah, get that out right out of the way. My cousin's story, when he had ringing in his ear, that is tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Not to be confused with tendonitis or tetanus. It's very confusing. I have heard it before. I drew a blank. Maybe my cousin spelt it wrong. Maybe he didn't. I won't tell. But it's a possibility that he did. Just know that.
Come on. It sounds the same.
It all sounds the same. It's three different, completely different things, and they all sound very fucking similar. But, yeah, that's what he has or what he thought he had. But that's what it is. That's why I made the correction.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, we have some more stories for you. I'm going to finish his stories out, well, at least the ones that he submitted to me so far. He's got the finished the main portion of what he sent, and he's got a bonus story that I'm going to touch on. And then Dan's got, what do you have?
I got a bunch of stuff from one of my cousins, third, fourth cousin, Mary. I'm going to split it and give you a half today and the rest of it on the next episode, and maybe share another real short deal from one of our friends, Rachel.
Rachel, okay. Well, I also have a submission from a Mary. Did you even tell me you had one for Mary?
Two Marys.
Two Marys today.
It's on our Halloween weekend.
Yeah, Halloween weekend. You won't be hearing us till well after Halloween, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's one of the ladies that work at our local bar. She gave us a short little tidbit of something. And the house that's happening is really, like, fucking 4 minutes from our house.
Yeah.
Or my house, I should say. And it's, like, 2 minutes away from the bar that we know her from.
Yeah.
So that's cool. She has a diagram that we might be able to post in the show notes.
She'll be able
to
get it up.
We'll see how. But I'll explain it to a certain degree as best I can. But that's what we have today. Beers today. Dan, what are you drinking?
I got an old favorite of mine. It's actually a very local brewery out of Aurora.
Oh.
Two Brothers.
Two
Sidekick
Brothers.
Pale Ale. It's pretty good. It's actually pretty light on the... It's not an IPA, so it's only 5.1 on the alcohol.
5.1, it's still better than 3, I guess.
They also brew in Warrenville also, but still
yeah,
not
like,
that
right in Aurora, that's 15 minutes from our house. Everything's very local in this podcast so far. It's crazy.
Try to keep it local.
And I got Wild Ride New Belgium Amber IPA. It's a special 30-year release. Is that what that's saying? This is a 7-point-something. I think it's on the box. No, 7%. It's good. It's not the best beer I've ever had, but if you see it, get it, try it. Let's see if you like it. Anyway, should we start with me or should we start with you? What do you
Well,
say?
All I gotta say is hopefully one of these beer companies starts sponsoring us.
Yeah, they should. We're giving free promotions here. They can throw something our way. What the fuck?
I guess I'll start with my cousin Mary. She's got a lot of crazy stuff. She says, most of my stuff is psychic based, but I have a few things. Last year I was leaving Chabonaw, which is a little town not far from here, big old lake over there. I believe she was probably doing something on the lake.
I've been on that lake, yes, I know
she
that.
She kayaks and stuff and
I know
whatnot.
That place.
And it was dark out, was on our way out, and I was the only one that seen this. It was a ghostly figure like smoke or fog walking across the road. I remember it had what looked like a witch's cloak on with the hood up. Mm. So I really couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. I really feel like it was a woman, though. On the hood, there was distinctive rivets on the rim. They slipped into the woods when we approached the spot, and there was a path there, but she didn't see anybody, she says. Possibly a human, maybe, but she...
Could be an apparition.
She was the only one seeing it. So, and also, one day I was zooming with two friends, One was from Massachusetts and the other from Indiana. We were reading tarot cards to each other. Then they both at the same time told me I had two spirits next to me. Well, one was behind me and one was on my lap. I assume the one on my lap was one of my cats that recently died. But I do know they are with me because I feel them jump on my bed all the time. And I look and expect to see a living cat, but there's no one, nothing there.
So this is our first possible animal spirit that we're touching on?
Animal phantom.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know who the other spirit was. There's always a lot of activity in my kitchen. Three people have died in the house, but have never bothered me because they're family.
Well, I want to know how these people are finding out how many people died in their house, because I live
I think she's been there for all of them.
Fuck.
Or at least most of them.
I know you can find out, but I just don't know how people go about doing it. You got to go to the fucking library and go through those school fucking records or something.
You got to go through old school stuff. Like, I had a house in St. Charles, and I didn't even look it up, though. I should have. There's an old rumor. My mom worked for school in St. Charles, and apparently some girl took her own life in the garage. Yeah. And I guess some people, it was a rumor.
Yeah.
I looked it up a little bit, internet here and there, but I didn't see nothing.
So you never, no experiences in that house? Because I've been there a few times.
I never felt any weird things. No. But she continues here. This past July, we lost our oldest brother, Paul. 1 hour before the call that he passed, he was transitioning to the other side, I think she's talking about. All in 15 minutes time, I was in the bathroom, and the lights started to flash. Then was heading to the kitchen, and the shade over the window AC flared out at me. I don't think the AC was on. I'm pretty sure she knows.
Yeah, she should know. Yeah.
Never in my life has this happened. Then I got to the kitchen and didn't say anything. All of a sudden, Mike, her brother, and I both heard the special knock that your friend would use, you know, on a door. You know, your friends come over and they had that
funny little knock
certain
on there.
Knocks and
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah, so you know it's them.
You know, and no one was at the door. An hour later, we got the call that he passed.
Oh, man, that's...
Yeah, isn't it? That's pretty
that's
weird,
rough,
right?
Yeah.
I've had, actually... We were in, when I lived in Melbourne, it was somebody else, but one of my dad's friends or something. My mom was home. She got a big old knock on the door, and this is inside the garage. You go in, when we enter our house, you go through the garage, and then, she had a couple knocks on that door. She opened, no one was there.
No one's there.
And not long after that, she found out this guy died.
Wow, that seems very common.
It was weird.
Never had anything like that.
She thought it was me, but I was downstairs. Where was I here? Days later, still flashing lights, and someone, spirit, maybe squeezed through the front table and curtains. I seen an imprint. I'm trying to think about what that in my head, like through the front table. She saw an imprint in the curtains, so maybe like a human-sized
like
imprint.
Not this wind, like a shape moving the curtain, I would assume.
Yeah, that's probably what it was, you know. She also had an aura picture done. The average person has 800,000 life energies. She says she has 15 million. These aura pictures, I looked it up.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, at least that I can remember.
It's a certain camera or a certain setting. I think it's a certain camera, and it shows basically energies around you.
And they're different colors or something?
Yeah, so maybe the same colors. And yeah, different colors mean different things, blah, blah, blah. And she's like my cousin here, like there's energies is what they say. And apparently she has 15 million compared to the average of 8. 100,000.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm looking it up right now. According to Google, to take an aura photo, you place your palms on a pair of metal plates, which are connected to a camera. When the photographer hits the shutter button, the plates send information about your energy to the camera. Colors correspond to that energy, then appear around your figure yourself in a Polaroid photo.
That's wild. I'd be scared to get one of those. What if it's all black and red around me?
I would love
that.
What the fuck does that mean? Just black.
Yeah, just one color black around my stupid ass.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. I would love to get, like, a psychic reading.
Yeah, I'll do it, but I don't want to know what the fuck it's going to say.
But that's where I'm going to stop with her stuff. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much, Mary.
We'll continue on the next episode.
Oh, wow. She's got some stuff there.
She's got a little few more things here.
Nice. Well, that's interesting. I never heard of an aura picture. And if I did, I just don't remember. It might have been on some of these documentaries I watched.
Yeah, I saw TV something I was watching.
I've heard of people having auras around them, but I thought that people just saw it because they were sensitive to that type of thing.
And speaking of that, there's a Shyamalan movie.
Sixth Sense or something?
No.
He sees dead people.
Where they're living in like a town in the middle of the woods, and they pretend it, and there's like monsters going
on. Oh, the village?
The village, that's it. There's a blind girl, and she could see energy, like your aura, and tells people the colors and shit.
Oh, because you get better senses of the ones that you have when you're missing ones.
That's a pretty decent movie, I guess. But
I have actually never seen it because people gave the ending away to me. So I was like, well, there goes that fucking movie.
The ending is like, oh, shit. But
I never even seen The Sixth Sense. By the time I was getting around to it, I already knew the ending. Like, well, I've seen pieces of it. But after you know the ending, it's not as interesting. Mm-hmm.
Why bother?
Yeah, you know what the fuck the whole thing is. Well, thanks again, Mary.
Yeah,
I guess
thanks again.
Jump into Nicholas's final submission as of now. Now, he keeps telling me more and more shit happening. I don't want to go just from what he tells me.
Keep him coming, though.
Yeah, I want him to write it out or like let me record it. So him telling me, because if this is coming straight for me, I'm going to fuck the whole thing up. But here's the third portion of what he sent, plus a bonus story. So let's dig in. Okay, jumping to the next story, not much has happened because of fear and whatnot. I hadn't tried anything, but let's say a month passes, I'm in bed upstairs, and again, wake up, but didn't check the time. I assume late as fuck, and my ears ringing. And we already know what that's called. We've covered that already. I then control the ringing to get louder, but this time, just like the first experience, it instantly jumped to a super, super high pitch, like I was being sucked into a black hole or something.
Jeez.
And bam again. I was face to face with this disgusting looking dark demon with horns hovering right above me. Whoa. I can't even explain the magnitude of fear that overtook me. I wasn't even scared at all when I woke up, but just the instinct of panic kicked in. This demon then started to chant something. Either in Latin or I don't even know.
Tongues?
Yeah, who knows what. In the deepest, growliest, nastiest voice you've ever heard in your life. It sounded like he said, sha-la-ra-fa-la. But each word was drawn out a few seconds. I tried to roll over to get away, but I was half paralyzed. So I was moving in slow motion. Took me about 10 seconds before I broke free. But man, it took every muscle in my body. Literally took my breath away. After this, by some miracle, I fell back asleep. There is zero fucking chance I'm falling back
going
to sleep.
Going back to sleep,
that.
There's no way.
If I did stay in the house, I'd be drinking something. And it wouldn't just be beer. It'd be something potent.
Put me out.
Yeah, there's no way I can go to sleep after that. And I remember 6 extremely vivid dreams that night, but one really freaked me out. I was sitting outside my house on the step at the front porch, and flying down our quarter-mile-long gravel driveway comes this 15-foot-wide owl. Whoa. Ever so gently flapping its wings but moving with some speed. He then soars up, goes over the house, turns around and lands on the upper ridge of the roof, proceeds to hop down the roof to the gutter, then jumps down, landing on my shoulders. As soon as he lands on me, my body tenses up and it was almost like he was massaging my shoulders. Whoa! Slowly but aggressively.
Oh, massage.
It was the weirdest feeling I've ever had. It didn't hurt, but it was so amazingly uncomfortable, like I couldn't take it. Then I wake up for about 10 seconds. I could still feel it. That is the end of all of his submissions, minus the bonus story. For a second there, when I was reading it, I forgot he was in a dream. Like, man, this is wild. The fucking owls landing on you.
Pretty intense dream, though. Like, I get some And I've never had an owls in my dreams, but I get intense dreams. And I got to remember to write these so I can share them.
Yeah, because we're going to share dreams, yeah. Our own and people's submissions. But, man, and he says shit's still happening. He's doing work at my uncle's new place, and he's got to sleep in the warehouse for the time being because the house isn't done. And he's saying shit's happening there too. So shit's following him or something, or everywhere he's going, yeah. It's fucking haunted.
Maybe
I don't know what it
family,
is.
Who knows?
And here's the bonus story. Let's get into it. Not exactly sure at what point in the timeline this takes place, but I was asleep on the same couch. This is the same couch from other. This might be from a past story from another podcast. My sister comes down from upstairs, walks into the kitchen, and sees somebody standing at the counter. Then run around through the dining room right to where I was. I wake up to my sister saying my name because she thought it was me. She comes around the corner and sees me just waking up. I saw instant fear in her, and then she tells me what happened. I look at the time, I don't know, it was maybe 2 a.m., and I would say, you really didn't just wake me up to scare the fuck out of me, right? I didn't fall back asleep for another hour, probably. That's very understandable, man. There's no way I'd be falling asleep after this.
But he fell asleep after his other crazy
shit. Yeah, some fucking demon. You gotta give him props for that. There's no way I could. And he finishes it with, so yeah, that's not all. But for the sake of time and the criteria of this show, I'll end it there. We have no criteria, pretty much, so he's going to be giving us some more shit.
Keep bringing them.
Yeah. And now I did message my other cousin, Bella, and she says that she's got lots of shit, but she never got back to me. It was her birthday when I did contact her. I said happy birthday and asked for some stories. So maybe she's still riding that birthday out. I don't know, but we'll see if she's got anything. And if not,
hopefully
her mother might. My aunt, Colleen, she lived there in Alaska with Bella at the time, and they told me some wild shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember what. I was a bit younger when they told me, but it's good for the podcast.
Yeah,
It'd be a great story.
Either one is fine.
So thank you again, Nicholas. Can't wait to hear more from you. And then, so you got a little something here from Rachel, correct?
Yeah, just real short story here. She says nothing interesting. Once as a preteen,
that's a great fucking introduction.
Nothing interesting, but it is kind of. Once as a preteen, I'm confident I saw a ghost walk down the hallway, but that's pretty much the whole story.
was right. I'm joking, Rachel. I'm sorry.
I assumed it to be my mom, but then when I was like, wait a minute, mom's still in bed. And she has a whole body, not just the suggestion of a body. The weird part was how easily I perceived it as a human, but then had to consider how it looked. I feel like part of my brain recognized it as a human, even though it didn't look right.
Well, I'm glad her actual mother has a whole body. That's good
to hear. Thank God for that, right? But yeah.
That was pretty interesting, Rachel.
It was, totally.
Yeah.
Thanks again, and like, you know, I think I've said this before. Like, I think I said this to her. Like, your brain, well, recognizes faces, and it's gonna recognize the closest thing to what it thinks it is. You know,
yeah, like, the mind will like fill in the gaps, they say, right, with certain things. That's why when you look at certain things on Facebook and it's trying to fuck with you, it does, because your brain fills in gaps, and you can read fucking sentences when it's missing words and not even notice it.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
If it's something you've never seen before, it'll try to put something in there like, oh, it's this.
Yeah, it's got to make up for something. You know, it's some shit's too wild out there.
Yeah, so I'm guessing she probably just saw half a body or something because her mom's got the whole body.
Yeah, she's glad she let us know, by the way. Is she funny in person? She seems like she is.
She's pretty funny. She used to live out here. She is from Illinois and then currently living in Spokane.
Okay.
Washington.
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about exactly now. Well, let's jump into my last submission for tonight. This is Mary, the lady that works at the bar that we frequent. We go there after the podcast every Friday when we record.
Yeah.
Let's jump into this. In my former 1938 house, there were two rooms that had bright white lines that would race across three walls. Room number one, a bedroom, is 10 by 10 room with two doors. The west wall had one small window with a room darkening shade. Two walls had the lines, the west wall and the north wall. The north wall has one door. The other door is on the south wall. With both doors closed and the room darkening shade pulled down, at night the lions would race across the two walls. Room number two was a den, about 20 by 10, with two walls mostly windows, one wall all closet doors, and the last wall mostly wall with a small door and one open exit. The windows had drapes and were closed, and sheets were put over them to prevent any light from filtering in. The one door was closed, and the open exit was on the right side of the wall that had the bright white lines racing across the north wall. The windows were on the opposite wall and completely covered. There were no cars driving by on the highway to create headlight reflections. I even had a relative over to try and explain the lines and where they were coming from. He could not. It did not occur to me that these lines could be spirit lines until I saw an episode of Miss Marple on WTTW, and spirit circles were appearing on walls in a house. A drawing layout is to follow. We do have that. It pretty much explains everything she just said. This is a more of a visual way to see it. And, you know, when the windows are covered, and then streetlights didn't come.
The only thing I was going to say were car lights, but she said it wasn't car lights.
Yeah,
it
the only thing I'm thinking of maybe like a blinking fucking clock or something in there. But
it's this is in Oswego, right down the street.
Yeah, it's right down the street from where I'm
There's no streetlights there.
Yeah, right where she's at, there's none.
None. It's on 31, a big, busy road.
Yeah. Is that a highway? She says the highway. It's a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a busy road.
It's busy. But at certain times, it's super busy. But if she's seen this at night, it's not the busiest thing at night, depending what time.
I don't know what this... Like, I don't know.
But I'm sure if it was a blinking clock, she would notice it. The guy that she'd come over to see what the hell's going on, he would notice
but
it.
But
so.
Didn't she, like... Did she say it streaks across?
Yeah, so that kind of deletes that theory. Just lines. And then she saw something about spirit circles, and that could be spirit lines as well.
Maybe.
And then that's what gave her the idea to let us know about it, because we were harassing everyone at the bar for their stories.
Yeah. Thank you again. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mary. And that's weird.
It is weird. I got no... We've talked to her about the car lights, too. She's like, no, not at all.
I forgot. It's not weird. It's strange.
It's strange.
Gotta keep that in mind. What the fuck? So we do. Are you done with your submissions?
Yeah, that's all I got for today.
I do have strange news. Strange news. This is just from the top of my head. I was remembering when we were putting this together. I forget when this happened. This happened in Florida. I might get some of the details wrong, but I did read it in normal news.
Crazy town of Florida.
Yeah, well, it's not a fucking town.
Either way, it's a crazy town.
It's a crazy place. I just want people to know, I didn't know you're just talking, but we know that it's a state. We went with the fucking tinnitus mix up. We want people to know we know.
We're not that dumb.
Shit. We're not that stupid. Anyway, the state of Florida is a crazy town, but... they have sinkholes. I hear about sinkholes all the time.
Yeah.
That horrible thing happened at that apartment complex that caved in. So we all know about the sinkholes there. This happened well before that. This is just in some residential area of some people's house. Everything's going normal. And then part of the house caves in. This out of nowhere sinkhole. And then it was like two brothers and and a wife of the one brother that did not disappear into a sinkhole, but he hears his house falling down, runs to where the fucking activity's happening at, opens the door, boom. His brother's room, gone.
Gone.
He opened the door, and there's a sinkhole, and he hears his brother screaming,
Jesus Christ.
So he lived through the fall into God knows what, and they never found him. He's gone, and we don't know what the fuck happened, but... That's the end of that guy. Like, well, that's fucking very unfortunate. Imagine being the brother alive. Like, man, my brother, hear him scream for help, and now he's just gone in a sinkhole?
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. your brother's gone just like that.
Yeah.
And they swallowed got up by the earth.
Other than, it's a sinkhole.
Unless there's, a ledge, and somehow all the food from the kitchen fell down there, and he fucking ate it. But.
Throw something down there.
How's he going to get out of there?
What the fuck? Yeah, I don't know, man. But if my brother was down there, I'd be traumatized
Oh, yeah.
forever. Hearing the screams.
Going to sleep, Oh, he's probably always saying, oh, my God, am I going to get swallowed?
Yeah, I'd be moving out of that house, obviously, and moving out of that wild
everywhere.
Town of Florida the fuck
yeah.
out.
yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's crazy.
That's fucked up. So, strange news, strange news. We're going to get better strange news segments than that, but we got to throw something in there. We got to keep up with our stuff here. And we do have another sponsor. Can you believe it?
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, another sponsor. This is only our third episode, and we have another sponsor.
Nice.
And this episode is brought to you by Jerk Sauce. And they have a nice little tagline here. When you want a hot, spicy night and you're all alone, Jerk Sauce is for you. But at the bottom, it says not for human consumption. So I don't know why you got to be alone to make jerk chicken, and how the hell are you supposed to eat the jerk chicken? Anyway, thanks for sponsoring our show.
Thanks,
anyways,
Jerk Sauce.
You got a weird product there. But I'm Chris Moyers.
Dan Stickney.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.